Welcome back to Mound Money. We're going to go from connecting in the workplace to connecting with your homework and feeling confident and feeling strong about your academics. In studio with us now is Rebecca Tibbetts. She is the owner of Beyond the Blackboard, which is on Main Street in Heber. Rebecca's a tutor, and Beyond the Blackboard is now her brick-and-mortar business. Welcome to Mound Money.
Thank you for having me.
So I've got two teenage daughters. They're at the tail end of their at least beginning stages of their education. We've used a lot of tutors throughout their educational journey. Talk to us about the type of tutoring that you offer to your clients.
Well, I'm sort of a one-stop shop because we offer all sorts of tutoring. I have been an ACT and SAT prep tutor for the past 11 years and decided to take it to the next step and open up this center offering all kinds of other tutoring as well. So we've got academic tutoring. Greatest demand is usually for math, reading, Spanish, because we're a DLI district as well. And really any subjects that people need academic support in, either because they're falling behind or because they want to get ahead.
When we talked, you mentioned Beyond the Blackboard, you consider it an extension of the home. What does that mean?
Well, I want it to be a cozy space. So I really thought about when I was putting the space together, you know, the colors on the walls and the carpet on the floor and really making it. We've got couches in there and it's not a clinical feel. I didn't want it to feel like spending more hours in school. I wanted it to feel more like, you know, the place you could hang out and take your shoes off and do your homework. So I want it to feel more like an extension of the home rather than an extension of the school day.
Yeah, no, it's a interesting and I think important distinction because kids are under a lot of pressure now. And the academics can be tough, and having that leaning more towards the home than the school, I think, can make it more comfortable for the student. Talk to us about when parents should think about tutoring. Should they wait until report cards come out and say, gee, we've got an issue, or should they jump on it right away?
Someone said to me over the weekend, I anticipate you're going to get a big jump after quarter grades come out.
Oh, yeah.
And really, if you're thinking proactively instead of reactively, you know, every parent should be involved with what their kids are bringing home and know in advance when they might be falling behind or if they need extra support, instead of waiting until the grades come out and then trying to scramble to catch up instead of to keep up along the way. So, you know, tutoring is always a good idea to think about from the beginning of the year, but especially, you know, before big exams or after grades come out, if that's feedback that they need extra support, then that's a great time to start thinking about it as well.
And I think, you know, one of the hesitancies people have of hiring a tutor is just it can be inconvenient, right? So having a physical location, I think, helps with that. Having a place where the kids can be dropped off after school to make it easy for mom and dad help with it. And it can also be expensive. Talk to us about what it typically costs to help a child that may be struggling with their math homework.
Yeah, it can be expensive. And I like to think of it as any of the activities that we spend on our kids, whether we're putting them in piano lessons or karate or soccer, you know, this should receive equal importance. If your kid needs to go to tutoring or they want some sort of academic support, you know, if that's a priority for you, then this should be a valuable investment. As far as the expense, I try to make it as accessible as possible for everybody. And we have packages as well. So if you're looking for ongoing tutoring, that can really add up. And so I have packages available where, you know, you can book a group of sessions and get them sort of for a discounted rate than you would for the hourly rate.
Yeah, you know, having been a consumer of probably hundreds of hours of tutoring time through my girls' educational arc, I think I agree with you. It's an investment, and the biggest cost if you don't go with a tutor is once your child loses their confidence and starts thinking, "Gee, I'm not good at math. I'm not good at this subject." Boy, that's really difficult to turn around. And so my wife and I's goal was to jump on it so that they never got to that point, so they always felt that they were a good student. Mm-hmm. What would you add to that as you're talking to parents about when to think about tutoring?
Well, I mean, so I've, my background being in college prep tutoring, you know, it's really valuable to be prepared and ready for the tests and for college and applications and all those sorts of things, because that is, it's not just an investment in confidence and success. It can be a monetary investment. When you're successful in school and beyond through college and your career, when you've set up those study skills and you know, habits that lead to success, that's going to take you through the rest of your life. So it's definitely not just the academic support. Oh, I want to get an A on my math test on Friday, but building that sort of confidence and study skills is important.
Beyond the Blackboard also offers an after-school program. So it's not necessarily my child needs tutoring or academic help, but maybe there's that gap in the day from when school ends to when I can get off work, where a parent can arrange to have their children dropped off?
Mm-hmm. So we have sort of a three-tiered system. One is the academic tutoring. One is that after-school program. And so it's called Homework Club. And it's a place to come after school for really those parents that need that regular care on a daily basis. Students can come until 5:30 or so when most work days finish. And we have a healthy snack. We log our reading minutes. They can get help with homework if they have it. And then we always have a theme for the day, too. So we've got Math Monday and Writing Wednesday, Fun Friday. So there's some sort of activity, you know, grounded in learning that we're doing as well.
And that spans all ages? So if a kindergarten student or a 13-year-old eighth grader?
It's K through 7 or 8, really. My thought process is by the time you get to eighth grade or 10th grade, you know, you probably don't need to have somewhere to go after school. You can probably be home, you know, for those couple hours.
Yeah.
But it's designed especially for those younger kids that, you know, really can't be left on their own after school at home and need a space to go, and can also then get the academic support if they need it.
And how much is that a month?
That's $295 a month, and that's throughout the entire school year. And it ends up being under $7 an hour. So for those people who are relying on a babysitter to come to their house after school, it's certainly going to be cheaper than that.
Okay, I'm going to put on my Doug Wells hat because he always asks the business money questions. How did you come up with that pricing? How did you come up with this business model? Is it a franchise, or is this something you came up with all on your own?
It's not a franchise. The roots go far back to when I first moved to Park City 15 years ago, and I was babysitting for Park City Sitters. And I just loved that model that Sarah was her name, had a bunch of babysitters out for her on any given night, babysitting for clients in town, and she kind of was coordinating the whole thing. And I really thought that was an interesting business model. And now that I've maxed out the time I can sell of my own time tutoring, I thought, okay, how do I build this, you know? And I kept thinking about that business model. I need other tutors that are, you know, replicating me and replicating my time and growing what I've built so far. So,
and you know, taking the step to brick and mortar is a huge step, because
yes,
now all of a sudden you've got a bunch of fixed costs.
Yeah.
Whether your center's packed every day or not. How did you decide on Heber? I'm sure you thought about, you know, the Heber area is growing. Park City's a different market. It's also more expensive. How did you decide to put the center in Heber?
First of all, I've moved out to Heber, and I live just down the block from the center. My daughter goes to school next door, and there's nobody doing this. We don't have a tutoring center. We don't have sort of a hub for learning like this in Heber at all. When I started to look into, you know, well, what's already out there, I couldn't find anything. And so that was a big piece of it. The other piece of it was literally I was filling up gas right in front of this space and saw the For Lease banner above, and something just loud and clear in my ear said, open a tutoring center there. And I thought, I don't have time for that right now. But I did, and you know, I started immediately, got the ball rolling, and here I am 6 months later, and we're open and serving students in the community.
And you're right down the street from J.R. Smith Elementary School.
Yeah, we're almost right next door, and we're right next door to Smith. So we're right at sort of the hub of town.
And will you do pickup at other schools if you get enough students from those schools?
We don't offer that right now. I've had a lot of people request that, and yeah. I wish that I had the capacity to be able to, you know, bus students from other kids, because I think that would be really a great service. I just don't have the capacity to do that at the time, but possibly in the future.
How big is your staff right now?
We've got about three people on staff right now, not including myself, and a couple other people coming in, you know, as I'm finding tutors all the time for different subjects. And I'm still looking for tutors as well in areas that advanced math, calculus, and college algebra. Still looking for someone that could teach that or tutor that, as well as enrichment classes. So I've got enrichment. That was my third tier. I've got enrichment classes in arts, creative writing, problem solving, entrepreneurship, toddler music, just all those sort of things that are beyond the blackboard that aren't offered in schools or aren't really focused on in schools as much. And I'm looking for a couple of teachers that have some talents in those areas as well.
So how are you? This is a tough space. You know, Renee was talking about the Doug Wells question, and part of that's also looking at the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough space. Park City used to have a couple tutoring centers. We still have the Genius Center here that's run by a not-for-profit, but our for-profit tutoring, brick-and-mortar tutoring places did not survive. So how are you thinking about things differently to give yourself an advantage so you can survive?
Well, I do think there definitely are some tutoring businesses in Park City that are doing really well. Educational Advantage is one of them that's been sort of a longstanding center in Park City and is also able to offer, you know, credits, credit recovery, and they have a sort of a liaison with the high school for that. And that sort of has been a bit of a mentor for me, you know, sort of seeing what that business has done over the past decade or longer and how they have survived and grown through, you know, changing demands and stuff. So being that there aren't any centers like that at all in Heber, I thought I'm going to pioneer this. And I know there's a demand for academic success. And also as Heber's growing and the schools are becoming more competitive as well, you know, there's more demand for kind of keeping up with the Joneses, really, and hitting those academic benchmarks.
And you were earlier talking about an investment, and it's an investment in your kids' grades. It's an investment in your kids' view of academics and how successful they view themselves in academics. It also can be, you were talking earlier about SAT and ACT studying. That truly can get a really nice return on investment.
Absolutely.
You did the ACT, you did the SAT tutoring for many years. What kind of impact is your experience can you have on the ACT, on the SAT, as far as improvements in scores? There's no guarantees, but, you know, there are scholarships that are based on your GPA and your test scores. And,
absolutely.
And what can people hope for when they engage a professional tutor?
This has been a wildly successful field here in Park City and Heber Valley as well. When I first started doing ACT and SAT prep 11 years ago, there was maybe one other person doing it in town, and now there's half a dozen of us. And I just spoke with someone over the weekend. I said, I can't fit any more in. Can I refer people to you? She said, I can't fit anyone else in either, you know. I usually see a growth of at least 2 to 4 points on the ACT with any student that I work with for about 6 weeks, but I've seen as many as 8 points improvement, 10 points. That can translate to thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarship money.
And it can make the difference between getting into your top choice school
Absolutely.
And your third choice school.
Absolutely. Or getting into a school or not getting in, you know? So, that's definitely something to think about when you're preparing for college and making sure that you're just hitting your potential. I actually wrote my master's thesis on why the ACT and SAT shouldn't be given.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't want that to be a barrier for opportunities for students. So my goal is just to help them reach their potential and maximize the scores that they can get so that there are more doors open to them.
Now, do you see Beyond the Blackboard as an all-year-round enterprise? And next summer, you'll be going full throttle just like you are right now after school starts?
Yeah, and we actually did launch this summer. It was sort of a soft launch since, you know, summer people aren't thinking about academics or activities very much. And we had, as most businesses do, some delays. So we couldn't quite have our big opening as soon as we wanted to. But we ran a couple summer camps. We had a game night over the summer for fun, for families to come and play games. We had our grand opening just before school started. And we'll do the same thing next summer to run some summer programs and camps, you know, throughout the year. And also academic tutoring for those students who don't want to, you know, lose those skills. Studies show that in the 2.5 months of summer, when you're away from academics, most students lose about 4 months of math.
Oh, wow.
So it's not until late fall when they actually recover what they've lost from the year before.
Well, we have just a minute or two left. If people are listening to this and want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
The best place to go would be my website, which is BTB Heber, which stands for Beyond the Blackboard Heber, .com, btbheber.com. On that site, there's information about the Homework Club after school program. There is, you can book tutors directly. You can access the online calendar and book tutors directly from there and see what classes we're offering. And the classes run about every 6 weeks, so keep checking back. You can follow our Facebook page, which is Beyond the Blackboard Tutoring Heber, Utah, and get updates when we launch new schedules and classes and host game nights and have all kinds of fun events for the community.
Okay, our guest this morning has been Rebecca Tibbetts. She's the owner of Beyond the Blackboard at 520 North Main Street.